All right, Steve, time now for Ask the CLO. The Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, is in the building. This one is from Jerry in Kansas City. Jerry writes, I'm dating a woman that I met at work, and I no longer work with her. She was the finest woman I'd ever seen, but I didn't approach her because everyone else at work tried to get at her. We've been dating for a while now, but I always feel like she's up to something. I can't touch her phone, look in her purse, or come in the bathroom when she's in there. I respect her space, but it's just odd how she locks the bathroom door every time. I'm starting to think she has something to hide. I'm 47 and she's 35. So is this how younger women act?
Well, hold up, dog. You tripping because she locked the bathroom. I lock the bathroom every time I go in there, dog. Because I don't like nobody walking in on me when I'm in the bathroom. Uh-huh. It's just something about your pants around your ankles that's just, it's unnerving.
Yeah. And we all need our private moments.
Yeah, it ain't no way to look cool with your pants down around your ankles. It ain't no way. You can't snap at nobody. Uh-huh. Shut the damn door. You can't do none of that. You gotta go, hey, come on now, come on. Because you're humble. Because they slap you, it ain't nothing you can do. So, dog, I don't know why you tripping about her locking the door. Yeah. And, you know, you can't touch her phone. Dog, what you tripping for?
Or go in her purse. That's a rule. You don't go,
bruh, you don't go in a woman's purse. Yeah. I don't go in Marjorie's purse to this day. I still don't. That don't mean she up to nothing. She don't want me in her purse.
Right. I think he's a little insecure, Steve. He said he's 47 and she's 35.
I don't want Margie going in my wallet and my pouch. And so if anybody can get her to stop, just tell her for me.
You can't get that done?
This is not about you, ass.
Yes. I can't go in her damn purse, but she can open up my wallet and take money out whenever she need it.
Because that's where the money resides.
I'm against this. So, bruh, I don't know really what you're tripping for, man. Is this how young women? Nah, man, but I don't. What old man wants to go in the bathroom? She got the door locked, partner. She locks the door. Yeah. I don't. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm sorry.
And it's just a woman thing. It's not a young woman thing. It's just a woman thing
woman
about that.
Now, look, man, if you insecure, quit dating the girl. How about that?
Yeah.
If
you
scared.
All right, here we go. Moving on. Brenda in Maryland says, my ex-boyfriend and I split up a month ago, and the rental house is in my name. We just signed another lease right before we broke up. He's got another woman staying in the house with him already, and it's getting under my skin. The lady's car is in my garage, and she put some sort of cute flag out on the front porch. I don't want him back, but I do want that lady out of a house that's in my name. If I tell the landlord, I would have to pay extra to terminate the lease early. How should I handle this?
Well, you don't want him back. Is he paying the rent? That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
If he's paying all the rent and you don't want him back, what difference do it make to you who in there as long as you getting the house paid for? Or is it that he's paying his half? Or are you trying to use it as a rental property and you can't rent it? I don't understand what she wants.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I don't understand, Shirley. What I mean?
Oh, okay, so it's a rental house. Is she renting the house, or is it a house that she owns that she's renting out?
If it's both in y'all's name and it's a rental house, but he's staying there, and he's paying the rent in the rental house, but it's in your name, you don't want him back, but you don't want the woman there. Well, that ain't how this works.
So they're renting a house. Because she said if she tells the landlord, so they don't own it. They're just renting the house.
Right,
she'll have to pay extra to terminate the lease. This is stupid. This makes no sense.
So I don't know if she's paying half of it because they both signed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if she's paying half of it and they both signed, that's why she's mad.
Yeah, but she didn't say that.
It's in both of them's name, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Because she had signed it right before they broke up.
That's risky, though.
It is. It is risky. because it's in her name, the house is in her name. She should just pay the extra to terminate the lease early.
And he's staying there.
She probably left because they broke up. Well, he didn't want to be there.
Well, then why don't he leave? Why don't you put both of them out?
Yeah, if it's in her name, she could do that.
Yeah, because it's her credit that's going to get damaged. Mm-hmm. So you got to save your credit.
Yeah, I say get out of the lease. I say if it's not too much to terminate the lease, get out of it and let them have it. Get
but
your name off of it.
She don't have bad credit with that, too. She might risk that, too. Just because she terminated doesn't mean it's not going to affect her credit.
Yeah.
That's tough, CLO. What you think?
Well, I mean, it ain't tough for me. You know, you're going to get out of mine. I just can't tell her.
Yeah, she shouldn't have left in the first place.
Yeah.
Right. All right, here's QT in Charlotte saying, I'm a DJ at a lounge that's tucked away in a trendy area of town. I just got the gig, and it suits me better than the younger crowd I used to work with. I was working last Friday, and I noticed my best friend's boyfriend came in with another girl. I felt like being messy, so midway through my set, I started calling out names, and I shouted him out and said, I see you over there, player. I could tell that he couldn't really figure out who I was, and he didn't know I worked there. He paid for their drinks, and they left. Do I casually mention this to my best friend or not?
So his best friend is a girl.
Mm-hmm.
The girl's boyfriend came in with another girl.
Uh-huh.
And
uh-huh.
Now you want to tell the girl. What kind of punk-ass stuff is that, though? I be damned.
Or
keep your mouth shut, be damned.
No, all am nothing. What kind of punk-ass stuff is that?
Mind your business.
I be damned. You going to tell this girl you saw her, man, just DJ.
Yeah.
Mind your damn business and DJ.
All you do is spin records.
All right, we got to go. Thank you, CLO. Coming up next, Church Complaints with Reverend Motown and Reverend Adnoid and for Deacon Def Jam right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.